Hey, I had a really great time. I would love to do that again. So, give me a call back. You never did call me to let me know you got in safely. So, I was just checking on you. All right, call me back. Okay, I'm very confused. We went out, we had a good time. At least I thought we had a good time, and now you dodging me. You're not answering my calls. That's real crazy to me. Call me back. Call me back. Call me back. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Save the Date podcast. This is the healthy dating preservation podcast for millennials and anybody else who might need it. As usual, we are your hosts, Imani
And Candace.
and we back with another episode.
That crack me up every time you say we back.
Cause we do be back though.
Back down that road.
Yeah. So,
Okay.
this is episode 44.
Yes.
Yay. And shout out to our president who was 44, my forever president, Barack Obama, and the first lady, and those two beautiful black children. We love
The
you.
first lady, Michelle.
Yes. We will not move on from 44 until there's someone else that's not
Better.
45. Like, I'm not gonna count this
No,
at all.
this is, this is a spoof. It is.
This is a Saturday Night
It's
Live
not real.
sketch that just
Ashton
won't end.
Kutcher. He got, he's been working behind the scenes doing some other stuff right now, so he's been busy, but he will tell us he's been pumped shortly, okay? Shout out to him, though. I seen something about how, I did not read the article, but
Oh my
shout out to him
gosh.
if this is correct. It said that somehow, I don't know how, he stopped, 6,000 girls from being trafficked,
Oh yeah, he's
so.
like working really hard behind the scenes of sex trafficking. And I think he does some stuff with autism or something too. I know he has a twin brother who has autism or
Yeah.
something like that.
And I isn't I there's something wrong with one of his kids too, right?
I don't know,
I don't know.
actually.
I don't know.
I know Jim Carrey has a daughter who has, or his son who has, I don't remember actually, but they have autism.
Okay.
So it
Well,
might be
shout
him
out to
you're
them.
thinking.
Shout out to everybody. Especially, shout out to the people who, really are working for real and they do stay behind the scenes because they want it to be about what they're doing, and not about, I mean, about the mission and not about them. But we should be able to recognize you guys too. So shout out to y'all. Okay. Pickup line of the week. And this is more of a statement. But baby, if you were words on a page, you'd be fine print.
Didn't you already do this one?
Nope.
Oh.
I did something
My
about a
bad.
keyboard.
Oh. Maybe someone has said this one to me before or something.
See, there you go. Maybe that's
Because I
why
already knew it.
I was
Maybe
gonna
so.
let you finish it. I figured you knew it. This is one that I feel like somebody could finish before you actually get it out your mouth.
I
So
would have been like, yeah, fine print. Get out of my face.
that's okay
I
though. You can guess this. You're not gonna guess my game later, so I ain't tripping.
You in
But
this
if you
game, it
have
better be
not,
exciting because you keep on with this game.
I just know you're not gonna guess these people, so I am very excited about it.
I am.
So,
I'm gonna guess every one of them watch. Anyway, I don't
girl,
even know what you're
this
talking
game
about.
is the T, so I don't think you're gonna guess them. But okay.
Whatever. This episode is about circles, dating in small circles, 6 degrees of separation, however you want to spin it.
Well, I'm going to hell. I was about to start singing Cycles, except I thought, oh, okay, never mind. You know that song Cycles? For some reason, when you said Circles, I was about to say Circles. But then I was like,
Look at you messing up the
the devil
song.
will keep you in cycles, y'all. But okay.
Well, I found some stuff on 6 degrees of separation and dating that I think is really interesting. So here we go. We are moving on to digging the scene. So,
Ta-da.
first of all, let me explain 6 degrees of separation because I don't want to assume that everyone knows what that is or whatever. So,
Appreciate you.
this is from techtarget.com and it says 6 degrees of separation is the theory that any person on the planet can be connected to any other person on the planet through a chain of acquaintances that has no more than five intermediaries. The concept of 6 degrees of separation is often represented by a graph, database, a type of, oh, no,
Anyway, real world applications of theory include power grid mapping and analysis, disease transmission mapping and analysis, computer circuitry design, and search engine ranking. And so I was still kind of like, okay, I get what 6 degrees of separation is, but I didn't always know like how that came about and why is it six. So I, like a couple paragraphs down, it says that in 1967, American psychologist Stanley Milgram devised a new way to test the theory. So it started as a theory in like 1929, but they couldn't prove it with the mathematical equation that they were trying to use. So in 1967, this sociologist devised a way to test the theory that wasn't necessarily mathematical. And he called it the small world problem. So he selected people in the Midwest to send packages to a stranger located in Massachusetts. The senders knew the recipient's name, occupation, and general location. Each participant was instructed to send the package to a person he knew on a first name basis, who was most likely out of all the participants' friends to know the target person personally. And so that person would do the same and so on until the package was personally delivered to the target recipient. And although the participants expected the chain to include at least 100 intermediaries, it only took on average between 5 and 7 intermediaries for each package to be delivered successfully. I thought that was so cool.
Wow.
So basically, for those who didn't catch it while I was doing all that reading, this guy, the sociologist, gave these people a list and they were like, this is who the package needs to go to, but you can't send it directly to this person. You send it to a, like one of your friends who you think would be most likely to know this person. And then that person gets the package. And then they get the name of the person that it's supposed to go to. And maybe they don't know that person personally, but they know somebody else who might know that person. So they send it to the next person. And it only took 6. That is crazy.
How wild is that?
Right? Because I'm thinking,
should try something like that. Well, we know too many of the same people.
I was about to say, girl, ours is getting to the person on the first try. But they, you would have to pick somebody like in your region, just like somebody in your general area. Mm-hmm. But I just thought that was so cool. I was like, I never knew how that theory came about. I just have always heard of 6 degrees of separation. So that's, we're applying wild. That to our dating circles now, because to be honest, the same concept works. Yes. In dating. Like,
it does.
It's very rare that you date someone who you have zero mutuals with. Like, you know at least one person in common. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, et cetera. So we're going to talk about that today. So for you, does the person that you're dating having any mutuals with you, does that matter to you or not?
No, not really. I feel like because sometimes I could think that I met somebody. I will say I do enjoy the fact when like everybody doesn't know who I'm dating at first, because sometimes I just kind of want to keep them to myself. However, mm-hmm. I've been hard pressed to meet somebody that after a conversation, we don't realize we know similar people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for my privacy, like I like to get to know them without everybody muddy in the water, but it's actually pretty cool when we know the same people sometimes. So no, don't bother me.
Yeah. I prefer that I like having like at least one distant person know who mm-hmm. this person is, so that I can, not sometimes I'll ask, but sometimes just the fact that they know a person says something about that person. You know what I'm saying? Does that sound stupid? Okay. Because sometimes like looking at, oh, you know so-and-so, and I know so-and-so to be this type of person, I'm gonna be like, oh, okay, well, if he's in this kind of circle, or you know, if he knows so-and-so, then whatever. But I'm not above texting my friend like, you know this man, and them being like, oh yeah, I know so-and-so or whatever. At what point in the relationship stage does that matter? And like, how close of it does it matter? And I mean, I'm asking this because like, you know, sometimes it's not just you have a mutual. Sometimes it's, you know, that he knows this girl
And mm-hmm. he knows her because they used to talk back in the day, or they used to talk a year ago or something. And you don't know it, like how far it got, or if you care or something like that. Like, does those kinds of things matter? And at what stage in y'all's getting to know one another does that matter?
I don't think there's any stage in particular. I think what's always going to be important to me is the relationship that you have with the person that we know in common. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think, because that can, or at least in my experience, that can come out at any time. Like, for instance, I've been in a situation where I was dating this guy, and me and him happened to, this wasn't until like our third or fourth date, happened to be talking about our exes, like who our exes were. And he said a girl's name, and I had been hanging out with her like all summer before I ever met him. And me and her had mutual close friends. So I was like, okay. So like, explain that to me. Now, it matters to me with him because I want to know, is this something that you are done with? Or mm-hmm. is this something that's going to be awkward for me with her? Like, that was my understanding, was more trying to understand what the relationship was between them from his side of things, because it might be awkward for her regardless because you're her ex. However, me and her, like, I knew her, but at the time, we also hadn't established, like, this friendship. So it was kind of, like, out of respect, I would rather know who that is so I'm not, like, up in your face around her in a way, like, that I'm ignorant to the fact. However, I don't mm-hmm. owe her anything to stop talking to you because of that. Now, on the flip side, if it's something like, I meet this guy and I like him, but we don't really, like, get to know each other yet, and the next time I see him, he's, like, best friends with a dude that I've dated and I had strong feelings for, I'm uncomfortable being in a situation where like that. So if it's something that, like, I don't know if I've completely let go of, I wouldn't want to involve anybody else that's close to them in that. So I don't really care to date friends. Like, sometimes you can't help it because, like, I've dated or I talked to somebody in college and then 5 years later met somebody and they used to be cool in college. But I really had to get people to tell me that if it's not that big of a deal for me and that's my friend, like, you should be okay. So I've always went back and forth about that. But like I said, I think it depends on the relationship, how far it went, if it's actually over, if it was like we dated the same people type thing, then it does the time when you find out about it.
Yeah. I think to me,
unless I'm getting married, because then after, I really don't.
I don't
care if you talk to him.
I only care if I'm trying to pursue something serious with this person, or like, not in that mm-hmm. we've been talking for a long time and now I know I want to pursue something serious. If I'm looking for a relationship and I'm about to date this person, yes, it does matter, like, who we know type of thing. That's gonna matter to me. Like, if I'm looking for a relationship, I'm not gonna date any of my ex's line brothers, and probably none of his, like, pro fights or anything like that either, because it's just weird. Like, no. Mm-hmm. And then, but if it's not that serious, like, if I'm not looking for a relationship and I just happen to be interested in somebody and we hang out from time to time, you know, whatever it is that we do, I don't care who they know.
So what if it's the opposite? What if it's somebody that you weren't taking serious, but y'all kind of used to talk, and then you end up meeting, like, a profile or a line brother later that you actually want to be in a relationship? Would you want to be in a relationship with them if you knew that they knew the person you used to talk to in the past?
Yeah, I mean, if I wanted to, yeah. But if they have a problem with it, then that's fine too. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I can't fault you for not wanting to talk to me because, you know, I used to be involved with Yo Neo 2 years mm-hmm. ago. Whatever, I don't care. But if I like somebody, I like them, and that just is what it is. And and the only conflict I'm gonna have with it is if it's somebody very close to me that you were serious with at some point in time. Like, I'm never gonna date any of my friends' exes. That's weird.
Me either.
And it's gross. Like, I always see my friend's boyfriend, either I love them as, like, a brother, or I hate them. So I just don't see myself ever being attracted to any of their exes anyway. Yeah. So, but one time I was kind of getting to know a guy, and we realized that my ex and his ex dated.
That's
and he hated my ex. I hated my ex too. But
common ground.
Like, what do we have in common? So, but yeah, like, his ex girlfriend dated, and I think she dated him, like, when they were on a break or something. And then he was like, oh, you used to go with him too? And I was like, I mean, yeah, like, forever ago. And he was like, I can't stand him. And I was like, okay, you sound very salty, and now I'm not attracted to you anymore. Because it wasn't, like, just a regular, like, I didn't say, oh, yeah, I hate him, too. Like, that wasn't a thing. Mm-hmm. I listen to how people talk about people, and some of that stuff is unattractive.
A turn-off,
like,
yeah.
I didn't, like, it sounded very, like, my manhood is feelings. Just so threatened, and I was just like, ew, okay, never mind. It was gross. And then another time, when I was casually dating, not looking for no relationship, and did not care who was mad about it, I think I talked about this before, but I was dating, and I know that one of these men listens to this podcast, so hey. Either he listens to it, or the person who knows who I'm talking about is going to go back and tell him. Okay. But I was dating, I was going to say two guys, I was dating a couple of guys, like, just here and there, just going on dates with them. A couple of them, like, really wanted more, and I told them in the beginning, no, like, I don't want anything more with anybody. It's not about you or the next. It's not that. I just don't want nothing more. Anyway, I was out with one of the guys that I was dating. And we're sitting down or whatever at this bar. And the other guy that I was dating, one of the other guys walks in. And I'm like, I was thinking to myself, should I speak? Like, I was like, should I go out of my way to go say hello, or should I just speak if he, like, nods over here? Because to me, if I'm out and I know that we're dating and I see you on a date with somebody else, I'm not walking over there to speak. I think that's
right.
But he came over, he started walking over to where we were. And I was like, what is happening right now? And then I'm thinking, all this time I'm thinking to myself, he's about to walk over here and
embarrass you.
Girl, whole time he came to speak to his cousin, who was the other guy that I was dating. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh God.
So yeah, I was dating a pair of cousins and had no idea.
That is cute.
It was not cute at all. And then I think they realized that we were both dating and, like, talked about it. And I was really like, okay, no, never mind.
Right, never mind, guys.
This is too much. So I didn't really date either of them after that moment. But I feel like I have a lot of different instances where I'm dating someone and then I find out I know somebody else they know, or I'm interested in somebody and I find out, like, especially, like, online, on the internet.
Yes,
I do.
Because, like, everybody's so connected now.
Yeah, but I kind of do, like, if at least one of my friends in real life knows who this person is. Because I'm very leery of dating people who I don't have any mutuals with. Like, I don't know about all that. Because who am I supposed to ask? Or who's going to be at? Who am I going to be able to tell when you be tripping? Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. So, I don't mind having a few mutuals with you. I'm just not, like, I don't want to be too involved. I don't want our personal lives to have been too involved. I think that's too much.
I think that's a valid preference. I would say for me, moving around as much as I have, you would think that the people I've dated don't know people I know, but it is scary. Like, how, like, even with my pastor, I met my pastor in Omaha, Nebraska. My pastor's auntie, his mama's sister, was my choir teacher in Little Rock, Arkansas.
That's
what? So random. How does that happen? Like, I was talking to him the other day. I was like, so such and such is your cousin? He was like, yeah, that's my blood cousin. My mom and her mom are sisters. I was like, your auntie was my choir teacher in ninth grade. And I met this man in my 20s when I was grown. Even my boyfriend, like, our first conversation, he made a joke about the school that I went to. So I just assumed he went to FAM because I was like, I don't know why. I mean, you just took a hit at an HBCU and you're in Florida. I'm going to assume you must go to FAM. And he was like, no, I went to UNO. And he started trying to describe it. He was like, it's this little school in Omaha. I was like, in Omaha, Nebraska? He said, yeah. I was like, I used to live in Omaha. And so then we found out that after he told me that, I went and looked up his social media, and we even have a friend in common that they were football teammates. And that's also the college that my pastor went to. I was like,
that's so crazy.
The world is so small. Like, it is scary. But yeah, that's definitely, there have been some surprises though, where it was like somebody I dated, like, in middle school. And then, like, I got to high school and I was dating somebody and they was from two different cities, but they, like, cousins. And I'm like, okay, yep. Cousin, and the weirdest part, I think one time when I first moved back to Fort, so I didn't grow up in Fort Smith where I was born at, but my mama did, right? And I will never forget, like,
when I first moved back there, of course, me and my sister new to the city, so everybody trying to talk to us. So this one guy, he had like came, he was bold too. He came and knocked on my door at my house. I had to be like in the seventh grade. And he was asking, could I come outside? He was like a year older than me. He was cute. Y'all don't judge me when I finish this story, but he was cute. So I was like, oh, okay. So I go outside and I ended up asking him because he knew my cousin. So I was like, well, how do you know my cousin? And he was like, oh, well, that's my cousin too. And I was like, oh, like on her dad's side? And he was like, nah, her mom's side. He was like, her papa is my grandma's sister. I was like, boy, get off my porch. And he was like, why you say it? I said, because your grandma is my papa's baby sister. We like, there's 14 of, right, and there was, granted, there was 14 of my papa and them, but still, I was like, no, it's that, like, your mama and my mama are first cousins. No, thank you. Like, please, go away. Like, and then I was just like, after that, I was like, I'm not dating nobody in Fort Smith because I don't know who my cousin and all of y'all my cousins. But I know,
so, for real.
No, thank you. I will be single until I live in another city because I don't trust y'all. Because, like, even if they was like steps, somehow everybody in that city was related to me. So, and even when I meet people in random places and they say they're from Arkansas, I'd be like, what part?
Because you got to make sure. Because,
girl, they had a lot of kids, bro. Just you somebody's child.
So, yeah, it's, I think back home in Louisville, I don't have any actual biological family in Louisville besides my parents. Mm-hmm. But I felt like the culture of the place, especially when I was in high school, people held on to who they used to date or they used to talk to, like so much. And now, I don't know what it's like now because I haven't dated in Louisville in a few years and I don't really keep up with it like that. But but now people have kids by those people that they was fighting over 10 years ago. So it's kind of still like you have to be careful who you date because you're going to be dating your homegirl's cousin's baby daddy. Like, that's how it is there.
Right.
Like, the
Little Rock is like it too.
And it ain't just because people just date all the same people. It's, you know, the Black community in somewhere like Louisville is very close-knit. Like, you, there's no way you don't know any of the same people that somebody that you're dating. Like, either you know, like, you're dating somebody and they work with such and such, or, and my dad is a pastor, a prominent pastor in Louisville.
Yes, so that
I could never date anybody who doesn't at least know who my dad is. And I used to be like, oh, okay, cool. And then they want to do, well, you know what they say about pastors' daughters. And I'm like, okay, well, this date is over. Thank you.
Freaking diggies.
And I'm not at all. And what y'all don't know is I don't even like you. But like, it would be like, I would maybe be interested in somebody and then so-and-so would be like, oh, I heard you was dating Pastor Williams' daughter, or so-and-so, I have a friend for you, and it'd be somebody that knows my, it just was too much. Like, I was like, no, I can't date nobody here. It's too much, unless they're a transplant and they're not from here or something like that. But,
and that'd be risky too, because they'd be somebody's cousin down the line.
Right. But, oh, shoot, my,
your computer.
Yes, it's moving so slow. But there was an article on, I don't even want to attribute this article incorrectly. I really don't want to attribute this article incorrectly, but I also don't want to wait for this thing to start acting right.
They can go look it up.
But yeah, so this is your homework. And actually, this is something that, you know, I don't have any expertise on because I don't necessarily identify. But there was an article about how it's mainly heterosexuals or heteronormative people who have this fear of dating lots of people that come from the same circles or dating a friend's ex or something like that. And the way they explained it was that in queer circles, they're smaller because, you know, of safety. Like, it's, as much as people think that the world is so queer affirming, it is not. Like, we need to get that out of our head. The world at large does not openly accept gay people. It just doesn't. So the communities are smaller. Like, you can't just be dating in and all, you know, willy-nilly, because it's not possible. Like, your circles are smaller if you're queer. So you're more than likely going to date someone's ex that you know or whatever. And apparently, according to this article, it's not that big of a deal because yeah. the circles are so much smaller. Now, again, I don't identify as queer, so I don't know exactly how this goes, but I thought that was a very interesting point to bring up because it is something that is so heavily emphasized among hetero people. Like, uh-huh. we talk all the time about don't date my ex and
my this friend is my boss. Yeah, like, and...
that's my old work this and that's my old work that. Like, we do that so much. And it's, like, a big thing culturally in the hetero dating scene. So I was surprised to see that take on it. And not surprised yeah. as in I never... that doesn't make sense or it's so shocking. It's not shocking. I just never right. thought of it because I haven't had to. So I was
yeah,
like,
I guess that's my thing, too. I never thought of it like it was an accepted thing. But from an observing standpoint, just because I do have close friends and family that are a part of that community, like, I guess it's, for me, it's like, it's not a surprise, but it's like, huh, that makes sense because...
Right, it does.
I'm confused. Like, sometimes I do see people, I'm like, dang, but didn't... they used to date such and such. And I think it's because, like, for hetero people, that is something that we trip about. And so we were like, oh, so that's okay. Well, that's not a big deal. Cause, you know, like, if it were this other situation, like a baby mama, baby daddy situation, and not a homegirl dating such and such, it would be like this big uproar. So that is an interesting take on it. Cause yeah. I have seen, like, an ex dating somebody else. And I'm like, dang, but last year, when?
And that like, is not oh, okay. to that is not to lump the entire queer community together because right. I'm sure yes. there are people who do care about y'all dating their exes. Like, come on, yes, now.
We not stupid,
right? But that is a very that's something important and crucial to note that these differences do exist, mm-hmm. and the reasons why they exist because you know heterosexuality is still very mainstream. So what we say. Is seen as these are the rules for dating. So you don't really mm-hmm. think past that sometimes.
Right.
And then you get that second perspective of, okay, but with a smaller community, who cares? Even with a smaller community of hetero people, it, like I said, mm-hmm. in a small city, it's at some point like you got to stop caring.
Because
you can't. Like, you're never going to date if you don't date somebody's ex.
You've been living here 30 years. What else you going to do?
Exactly. And that article was in Cosmopolitan. It's called Seven Crucial Rules for Dating Your Friend's Ex, and it's by Lindsay King Miller. She is a queer woman, and she okay. was basically the article is about dating, like if you get into a situation or you choose to date your friend's ex, and it's coming from a standpoint of, you know, in the queer community, this is not like a weird thing. Basically, it's not unheard of. Yeah, it's not unheard of. It's not unknown. It's not a capital offense. You're not gonna die. You're not going to get killed because you're dating someone's ex because it happens so frequently. So I just thought that was really cool. So shout out to Cosmo for having that on there.
That's interesting perspective.
Right?
That literally like just has me like, oh, because I mean, like granted, it ain't like I'm looking at somebody's head like, ooh, you wrong. But it's just like, oh, okay. Well, thanks for being the example that you can still be cool with somebody.
Okay.
Because folks be wanting to fight, but. It's not my preference to date somebody that my friends have dated, kind of just like what you said. But I have also dated guys who, even if they wasn't like best friends, they played basketball together, AAU. I can't try to protect everybody in their friends, child. Right? I dated you in the sixth grade, and y'all played t-ball together. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Like, listen, we too old. I can't keep counting all your friends.
Yeah, it's like... at some point, you just kind of have to just decide how far is too far. Like, where do you mm-hmm. necessarily draw the line? Like, how familiar with this person's background of life do you want to be? And I'm not, you know, I'm... and again, if it's casual, I truly don't care. Like, I have been involved with a man before who I know for a fact was also involved with other women that I knew and that I respected and that I was cool with. But mm-hmm. I also knew none of us were pursuing anything serious with him. No one cared. Yeah. We haven't talked about it because I don't, like, it just, we don't care. Like, uh-huh. none of us are dating. None of us are involved with him anymore. He is on living his life. I think the other girls have boyfriends now. Like, it was a few years ago. Yeah. We weren't fighting over it. We weren't competing over it. I still talked to them because he wasn't nobody. Like, it's the same way, it's the same way guys treat women. Like, they're not going to fight over somebody that's not really that serious to them or whatever. So that's kind of how we regarded it. Like, we all knew. Yeah. But it wasn't, it was like, girl, nobody's worried about him. Like,
right. Now, I don't got a desire to be friends with somebody if I'm sleeping, if we sleeping with, talking to, dating. Like, we can be cool, but I don't want to, like, share and discuss this. Some stuff you just can't control. I don't.
No,
I just,
we don't. No. None of that.
I don't want to be close to somebody that, like, for me, because I always be like,
No, we were already there cool.
There are girls that. No, that's like, what I'm saying. There are girls that, like, I think in the past, we've even beefed over dudes before, and we cool, but we cool like Facebook friends cool. We ain't like, and we share mutual friends, but then like, oh, I want to go kick with you and hang out separately, but what I would definitely, like, I've grown so much that if my friend was like, she wanted a girls trip with all her friends and me, that girl messed with the same guy, I'd go. I don't got no interest in him no more, so I don't care.
Yeah, we were already friends. Like, I was already cool with a couple of other girls that he was dealing with. And he's such a guy. One day, he thought, like, we didn't know about any of this. Mm-hmm. Like, he said, one time, he was saying something like, something about how I be commenting on Hard Eyes under girl. Like, something about how I know that he has good taste because I compliment some of the other girls he's involved with. And I was like, did you think that was a secret? And he was like,
or did you think that was cute to say?
Girl, what? I was like, what? And he was like, I didn't know if you knew I was dealing with them. I was like, yeah, I don't care. Don't like, care. We don't need to talk about this. Like, and I don't talk about you with them either. We've never had a conversation about you. You want to know why? Because, boy, nobody is that pressed about you. Like, it's not that serious.
There is a guy like, really, like,
I'll go ahead.
And he was really like, wow, okay, I didn't know. And I was like, yeah, no, that's what you get for having such a big ego. No, it's like, you, boy, get out of here.
There's definitely a guy that thought he was playing me and two of my friends, like, against each other. Mm-hmm. That has happened before. And that was in college. Like, I met him, but I met him through one of my friends. Girl, I dropped my headphone. I keep doing that. I met him through one of my friends. I didn't know that they had a thing going on because he hollered at me when he met me.
Right.
So, like, he was cool. And, you know, I kind of entertained it, but it wasn't nothing. I didn't take him serious at all. He was just like, want to go get some food. We went out to eat before. Then, my other friend, she ended up telling me that she had went out to dinner with him too. And then my friend who we met him, well, she already knew him, but he met me because of her. She ended up saying something. So now that he's like trying to be serious with her, she like, bro, you already tried to talk to two of my friends. And by this time I had told him like, I'm not interested at all because you be calling my friend while she's in the car with me. And he used to be hitting me up. And, like, you the duck, we talk about you. Like, we laugh at you because you look stupid. And so he was like, man, me and Candace not even like that. You can ask her. We just cool. And she's like, of course, she's like, bruh, I seen the text message when she told you she don't want to talk to you no more. And that's why y'all, you can say that. But he's so weird. And he act weird around us still to this day.
I know
so
exactly what you're talking about, girl, too. And I'm weak.
There's a couple of guys who've tried this, though. But one day, my friend... she posted on Instagram and she was like, duh, we real friends. It's the one that he's like keep trying to be serious with and he acting like she just done missed out on something great. But she's like, no, I can't even trust you. Like, you being my
ew, yeah,
when they sitting beside me. Like,
gross.
I don't know why. I feel like guys, like, they are more open to talking to people that know each other than women are, in my opinion. Because it be seem like they don't care. Like, they would just go down the line of everybody in one picture and DM all of them.
Well, because they're, you know, for men, this is conquest. They're not really trying to be serious with anybody until they're trying to be serious. So that's that's my motto. Like, if you treat them like they treat us. If you are, I mean, not necessarily conquest because, honey, you're... There's not that big of a trophy at the end of this thing, but it's like, it's just kind of like, if it's nothing to them, let it be nothing. Unless you want something serious with them, and then, you know, see if you can trust them. And if you can't trust them, girl, go find somebody else to be serious with. This is not it. Like, it should not be that serious. So if it's not serious, I to me, it doesn't truly matter who else you're dealing with, because again, I'm more than likely dealing with somebody else too, and probably somebody that I take way more seriously than you. So I don't care who else you've been with or dated or whatever, if I don't see it for you like that. Yes. But you know, it's just not that big of a deal. But you talked about you just mentioned missing out, like him telling that girl that she's basically missing out on something. And so mm-hmm. there's a article on Madame Noir, and this is going to wrap up my segment or whatever. But it's written by, what is this lady's name? Erica Williams. We probably cousins.
Erica Williams.
But she says that she was talking, she's writing about how she used to be in this space where she didn't want to be involved with anyone who ever knew her ex. Like, she was with her ex and they broke up, and then she wouldn't ever date anyone who even knew him. And she said,
I hope she moved.
Girl, she said partially because she never knew if they were going to get back together, and she didn't want that to be like a, you know, if you on again, off again with somebody, mm-hmm. you do have to take that into consideration.
That's very true.
That might be awesome. Yes. But then after a while, she says, she says, but then I had to consider this. Would I be missing out on something good because I'm holding on to the past? And furthermore, am I missing out on something good simply because someone knows my ex? This is a big world, and although the degrees of separation are small, I had to consider, would I really ever be in an awkward situation with my ex and this new guy who just so happens to know him? They didn't live in the same city or even state. They didn't chop it up on the phone. They were simply from the same hometown, went to the same high school, and had mutual friends. While the situation was certainly not ideal, did that mean it should be off limits? And I was like, that's something, that first part is really something to note. Like, are you forfeiting yourself some sort of happiness, even if it's just in the short term, trying to hold on to some man that don't care about you no more? Like, girl, he's moved on, and he would date somebody who knows you, and he doesn't care. Like,
in a heartbeat.
Yes. So that's what I said to that. Like, because I used to be like that too. Like, I used to have an ex who knew everybody, and I just wouldn't date anyone else in proximity to him because he's gonna get back together, and I was scared. Yeah. And I was scared it's gonna get back to him, and it's gonna be a whole thing or whatever. But girl, like, I could have been having all this other fun, like dating whoever I wanted to, not worrying about that, because why not? Like, it's not that
big. I caught myself not even like wanting to take a good, like, I was entertaining him, but I did not want to take him serious, and I wanted it to be a secret because I was worried about what my ex was going to think about me talking to him, because they did know each other. And I was like, well, what if they have a conversation? Then he going to be mad at me. And then I had to check myself, like, he is your ex for a reason. Girl, why? Mad at you? If he's mad, let him stay mad. Like, how are you more worried about him being mad than this man making you happy who's actually right in front of you?
Right. And it don't even have to be no, like, oh, I'm going to marry this man. It just,
right,
girl, it's just having fun. Like, date somebody, get interested in them, have a good time with them, enjoy their company. And you are closing yourself off from that sometimes to appease somebody who literally has no stake on your life. Unless it's maybe your baby daddy or something, and y'all got to think about the kids and all that. I don't really know how that type of stuff goes.
But I don't want a baby daddy because...
But people do have to consider that kind of stuff.
They do.
You know, if I don't have that, I'm not getting ready to be like, oh, I can't date him because, you know, my ex from 10 years ago. Girl, child, I don't care.
I agree. But I had to get over that, though. I ain't going to say I'm not going to front. Like, I've always been like that because I haven't. Like, I've been one of those, oh, well, you used to talk to my friend, or, well, I used to talk to your friend. I think I told you before, and this guy was like, that was in college. I really don't care what he was. And he had to, like, and he was just honest with me. He was like, back then, none of us was taking nobody serious. So,
right.
That's what I really learned. He was like, if I don't have an issue with it, I don't see why you would be trying to protect the friendship that I'm not worried about losing if me and you talk. Because he was just saying, like, and he wasn't saying it like, I don't care about not losing my friendship. I think he was saying it as like, girl, it ain't that deep. Like, I'm not going to lose my friends. Like, we still going to be friends. Like, it's cool.
Yeah,
it was his friend, a little emotional of a person, so, but I didn't have any stake in that because I didn't really care what his friend thought. I was just more so worried about him feeling some type of way
that I used to talk to his friend. But he was like, I don't care. So
yeah, I think at the very most, what I have done, like, with a past boyfriend is before we got together. Because, you know, college is a small place. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I did was just, I don't ever want to be in a space where somebody knows something about me that I don't know.
Say so that. You, or that somebody knows something about me that my partner don't know that they should know.
Like, yeah.
Being in a room with somebody you slept with.
So yeah, exactly. So we just let each other know, like, on this campus, if I'm in a classroom or at a party or something, like, who have you been with? And not who have you been with that might possibly bring it up. Just let me know right. who you've been with. It's not that serious. And it was just, mm-hmm. well, he was dramatic. So he, like, made it into this thing. And I was like, it's, like, once he got everybody out, I was just kind of like, okay. And he was like, okay. I'm like, yes. Like, I just wanted to know who. Like, I'm not about to go look up these girls or fight any of them, or I don't care. Like, I just was asking in case I ever knowledge. Ended up in a situation where that came up. I don't want to be blindsided by that. Like, I don't want nobody mm-hmm. to think that they're gonna throw that in my face. I need to have already processed this so I can know how I feel about it before, and I don't want to have to deal with how I feel about it in front of somebody who's trying to make me feel a way about it. But that's I really didn't feel no type of way about it. I didn't care. So he was just like, oh, okay, well, I... And then, of course, when I named my names, it was, but you said that. And I'm like,
oh. Why your voice? But you said.
Because that's how men be. Like, feelings be heard over nothing.
Girl.
But.
Oh, gosh.
Child. Anyway. But, yes, that wraps up the Dig in the Scene segment. Yeah, so watch your degrees of separation from these people and, you know, what you care about and what you don't care about.
Discuss and don't date your cousins.
Right. Don't date your cousins. And don't date a pair of cousins.
Yeah, because that gets awkward. That's literally like, what
we
was
all
that?
Kissing cousins.
Oh, never mind. I forgot R. Kelly was canceled. I was going to say, what was that song, Same Girl? But never mind. That video was a little confusing. But anyways, moving moving on to the Rescue Me segment. So for this week, we are not going to do letters because I have this game that I want to play with Imani.
Oh my gosh.
And it literally has to do with being in close proximity to people. And I really think these people could get a letter to somebody with less than 6 tries. So these are all celebrities because I wanted to do something that was mainstream that everybody could kind of keep up with so y'all can answer as y'all are listening. I'm going to give you 3 clues on everybody. I will give you, if I feel like you're just far off, I'll give you the easy one. And then if you don't get it by the 3rd try, I'll just tell you who it is. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So number 1, I am. Okay. No, I'll say it like this. That's going to sound like baby mama, sister, cousin. And you probably won't get that. Corey from That So Raven's brother is my granddaughter's father.
Corey from That's So Raven's brother
mm-hmm.
is my granddaughter's father. First of all, I did not know that Corey from That's So Raven had a brother.
He does. He's an actor.
I never knew this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to get it because I have no idea who his brother is.
Okay, second clue. This is still the person. I share a baby daddy with a pop star.
Girl, that's everybody. I don't know.
Okay, this is the easy one. I was on Moesha.
There's a lot of people on Moesha. Right,
Jay? Oh, my God. Put all 3 of them together, though. This is just clues for the same person.
Oh, right. Okay, wait. Moesha.
Shared a baby daddy with a pop star.
Brandy?
Who does Brandy share a baby daddy with?
I don't know.
It's Shar Jackson, Niecy's baby daddy, and Britney Spears'
baby
daddy.
Girl, I forgot that girl was even on that show. I don't even know who this
and her was. Granddaughter is Corey's niece. Ain't that crazy?
Shar Jackson got grandkids?
Yes.
Girl, what is going on in America? How old is she?
Girl, and her, she got to be in her 40s, I think. And her, so the way I found out about that one is because Corey from That's So Raven, he just got taken to jail for something, and his brother was defending him. And then so I looked up his brother because I was like, I didn't even know he had a brother. And then his brother is like a Disney star as well. And And so
who's his brother?
I don't remember his name. I had to go find his name later. But his brother is, he looks just like him. And I was like, I never put the two together because his brother is taller than him, which is why I think I was just like, oh, he kind of looked like him, but I never thought they were siblings. But anyways, his brother also has a restraining order against Char because she said that she abused his daughter. And I was like, why did she have his daughter? And it's because it's her granddaughter.
Oh my God. What is happening? My mind is not, I don't like this game.
Okay, see, you try to play me. See? Okay, on to number two. Okay, the first one, my mom and my sister are both famous.
Okay.
My baby mama and her sister are both pop singers.
Okay, wait, pause there. So this is a man we're talking about.
Yes.
And so this person's mom and sister are famous. Mm-hmm. And then what was the second clue?
My baby mama and her sister are singers. I'll even throw it in. My mom is a singer too.
Okay, so your mom is a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Your mama and your sister are both famous.
Mm-hmm.
And then my baby mama, what'd the baby mama do?
The baby mama is a singer and so was her sister.
Okay. So I got a baby by a singer.
Mm-hmm.
My mama and sister. You got a mama sister.
That's a singer. And your sister's an actress.
Sister's an actress.
You want me to give you a last clue or you think you're going to get it?
No way. Just let me, hold on. Girl, I'm like Lyrica Anderson.
And remember, all these people are also famous, so.
I mean, yeah, but there's so many people.
Celebrities.
Are these white people?
The baby mama and the baby mama's sisters are white. I mean, the baby mama's sister is white, but I'm black and my mom and sister are black. I think my daddy is white, though.
Oh, you know, I don't know. Let me, what's the last clue?
I was on ATL.
Oh, Evan Rose.
Yeah. Yay.
Wait, he has a kid?
Yeah, he's married to Jessica Simpson's little sister.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I was thinking about their family, but I wasn't thinking Evan Ross. I was like, Diana Ross is famous.
And so is Tracy.
The singer. And then I didn't think of Evan Ross. Like, I don't know what I was doing. Anyway. Okay. But okay, I got one.
Got one. Okay, number three. I'm married to an NBA player.
Okay.
My cousin is an Atlanta rap artist.
Okay.
I had a small beef with a teen star.
This is Monica. Yeah. I knew it when you said my cousin. Because you know Lil Chris, my baby daddy. So I already knew.
Okay, so you and the family too. Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm only, you know, a couple degrees separated from this story. Because
girl. Okay. Number four. I was Aaliyah's best friend.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to give you this.
Wait, I know this one already.
Okay.
And what's her name?
Do you know who my dad is?
Yes.
Who's my dad?
Is that who I'm trying to think of?
Say who my dad is and that might help you.
I'm seeing these people's faces and I cannot say their names.
Tupac was my fiance.
Yes, I know. Yes. I cannot think of her name right now. But don't tell me because I know her name.
I'm not.
And her daddy is, Lord, I almost said Teddy Riley. her daddy is a music exec though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Why can't I say these people's names? And her name is something really pretty. Like it's, oh my God.
The fact that you knew it off of Aaliyah is how I know that you paid attention. To stuff back in the day.
Girl, I wanted to be these people.
Me too. I was like, why am I invited to parties? I can tell you.
I know I'm like saying her name in my head, but I can't make it come out of my mouth. I want to say Khadijah. That's not her name.
That's not, but some of the same syllables are in there.
I know.
Do you want me to say?
No, I don't. I don't want to tell you. Just tell me, because I'm mad.
It's Kedada Jones. Her dad
Kedada Jones. And Quincy Jones. Yes, I was looking at Quincy Jones' face in my mind, because I was like, her daddy just did that messy interview.
What messy interview?
You don't remember that Quincy Jones interview?
No. What was it about?
Girl, the mess of the industry.
That's what it was about. I need to watch it. I just watched it.
Am I thinking about the right person? Quincy Jones? Yeah.
He's been in the industry forever, so I would not be surprised if he knew all the tea, because he knows everybody.
Girl, he was spilling it. Do you hear me?
And did you know that his other daughter is an actress? What is her name? Because she plays a white woman sometimes, she plays a black woman sometimes.
Huh? No, I didn't know she was out here playing white women.
Well, she looks like a white girl. And so she's been casted as, and maybe she wasn't a white woman, but she's been casted as not black before. In movies, kind of like they keep trying to make Jennifer Lopez black. Okay, we're on to the last one, and this one should be fairly simple. So I'm going to try to hold off on giving you the last clue. Okay. So the first one is, I'm a singer.
Oh, great!
I was secretly engaged to Lil Wayne.
Oh, is this Nivea?
Yep.
Ding 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 okay. ding ding.
I figured I'd give you one. And here's a bonus one for the road, just because I'm going to their show next weekend. Me and my brother are singers together. And my brother almost fell off the stage the other day.
Baby Blue got a sister?
Yeah. No, Spectacular is his brother.
Oh. Why was I thinking it was a woman automatically? I'm like, what?
They're both in the group. But yeah, Spectacular and Baby Blue are blood brothers. They have the same.
Yes, name. They was beefing because Spectacular went to go live with his daddy or something. Yes. Oh no, Baby Blue went to live with his daddy.
No, it was Spectacular lived with his dad.
Okay.
And so his mom kind of felt like he chose his dad's side.
What was the one you said right before that one? Who was we talking about just now?
Nivea. The last one was that she was good married one. To The Dream. That was going to be my last
one. That's a good one because her and Christina Milian have overlapping relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, they both have a baby by The Dream, and they both dated Lil Wayne.
No, vice versa. They both have kids by Lil Wayne. No, you're right. Never mind.
I was going to say, because that baby that she had by The Dream
has a baby.
Yes, Lauren London has a baby by Lil Wayne. They all three dated Lil Wayne, but it's like, I think Nivea even said, like, is she trying to, like, be me or something? Like, why is she dating all my exes and having kids by him? So,
that's
that song that Christina Milian and Lil Wayne put out was absolute trash.
It was. But let me tell you, when I tell you, like, I could have went for days on this game. Like, 4 days. But again, that's a small community, so they do end up, like,
celebrities date other celebrities, period. Like,
yes,
that's it.
Period.
They all know each other. Oh, how weird is it that Reggie Bush's daughter and wife look like Kim Kardashian's family?
Yes,
and I was thinking to myself, the lady that he married, oh, I haven't seen the son. I was thinking the lady that he married, got plastic surgery. So I'm like, how
you come out looking like this girl?
Yes, that's so weird to me.
Yeah, but her little girl looks like North, and the little boy looks like Saint. It's
really
creepy. Yes,
I think Saint is such a cute name,
because they be up in that lady comments going crazy, like, you just want to be Kim so bad, you even made your kids like her.
Like, she had any control over Adam.
Right, like, she's like, come out. Oh, yeah, let's have a boy now because Kim has a boy. Oh, and my boy.
But it's weird because it's not just because Kim's kids to me look like Kanye. So, how
they don't look like
do
Kanye
Reggie Bush kids
look like Kanye?
I think North looks just like Kanye to me. Like, and Reggie Bush's kids don't look like Kanye, but they look like Kanye's kids. So that's weird.
Yeah, and they don't look like Reggie. It is weird.
No, they look. Right. It's just very strange. I don't know.
They cousins.
Clearly.
That's like all.
And I seen a picture of. So we always be looking at how LeBron James and Beyonce. People make jokes about LeBron James and Beyonce having something going on. But I just recently saw a picture of it was an old picture of like Beyonce and them on vacation, and mm-hmm. she was holding Solange's son, and Solange's son was like a baby at the time, and you know he's a teenager now, so this mm-hmm. was forever ago, and LeBron James is in the picture with Beyonce's cousin. Like, they're on vacation together. He used to date Beyonce's cousin. And I was like, that's how they knew each other.
Crazy. It's always weird, like, how... when I say those circles run ridiculously small, like, it's scary. It is scary. Like, all those Blazing girls, all of them cousins.
Blazing?
Them, like, Kevin Hart's wife. And oh. They all Blazing. They black and Asian.
They are. But I'm like, who?
Well, most of them are actually about? Some type of Caribbean, but they like black Caribbean. So that's what I was like.
And Nico is Caribbean? I don't know that. I thought she was Asian.
Well, I mean, she is Asian. I'm saying the black side of her.
Oh, okay. I got you. Got you.
Is Caribbean. So.
Okay. I had never knew.
And it's so funny because I feel like when I was younger, so my, my stepmom is Jamaican and Chinese. I remember growing up, I was like, that is so weird, because I knew her dad. Her dad was Chinese, but he patois. Like, that man.
Really?
Sound like,
that's so cute.
And I can make this joke because I'm Jamaican, but he sounded like he came up here on a boat, like, for real. And so I was so confused.
I like your disclaimer. You was like, don't nobody get
everybody can't say jokes about it. But so, like, when I was younger, I remember I used to think she was so pretty. I was like, she is pretty, but her hair was longer when I was younger. I was like, she looks like she's Kamora's cousin. That's what I used to think about my stepmom. But I thought it was like a one-size-fits-only thing. Like, I thought that was just her family. So when I got older and I started to meet all these people that are, like, Asian and Caribbean, I was like, wow, so this, like, happens all the time. Okay. It was so weird, because my stepmom, her last name before she got married to my dad was Hossein. Like, she's, like, Chinese. But it's a lot of Chinese people in Jamaica, which is, I mean, they got, like, businesses and stuff over there, so.
Oh, wow. I never knew.
So when I, like, because when I was clicking on, Anika had posted something one time, and I seen girls that used to hang around that girl, Jordan. Well, they still hang around her, but Jordan, Tristan Thompson's baby mama. All of them are like in a circle, and when I started to go to their pages, I was like, wow, some of them are like Jamaican. So it's just crazy how all of this stuff connects. But I think that's the beauty of us being so mixed up, because I got a lot of stuff in my family too, and I'm related to a lot of people in a weird different way. But that is it for the Rescue Me segment. Imani, thank you for participating, and I think you won, because you got what, 3 out of 5?
You know, I told you you wasn't gonna catch me slipping. Like,
girl, you struggled. I had to give you all 3.
I may have struggled, but I did not lose. Period.
I'm just saying, that's on period. Listen, don't take credit for my game. That was a good game.
You came on here thinking that you was about to really let me know.
No, I just said it was gonna be a good game. No,
you said quote unquote, you not gonna guess none of these people. That's what you said out of your mouth.
Can we play it back? Because I don't think I said that.
Oh, girl. You wait until these people listen to this episode. And I hope y'all comment at what point she said that. Because she did say it. And I'm not
I didn't
it
say
out.
That. You just you was absolutely wanting to get on here being so competitive.
No, you
I
said.
I didn't say that.
I just know you're not going to guess none of these people.
I didn't say that.
Said.
Why I sound like a granny when you imitate me?
You are a granny.
I just know you're not going to guess none of these.
That's how you sound.
That ain't how I sound. Okay,
that is how you
that
sound.
That is the end for the Rescue Me.
Why
segment.
Y'all was talking about how I have a girl shut up voice. Candace gotta get in there and sit down, boy. Candace gotta get me a switch, boy.
Go get me a switch. So that's it for the Rescue Me segment. If you guys want to submit your letters in to have them read aloud. If you have any comments or anything you want to contribute to the show, be sure to email us at SaveTheDateSOS.com. That is not it. SaveTheDateSOSG. Maybe that's why iHeartRadio hasn't emailed us. SaveTheDateSOS@gmail.com.
What?
I'm going to go resubmit this today. Okay.
You need help.
SaveTheDateSOS@gmail.com, or you can go to the podcast and you can DM us there, or you can DM us on our personal Instagrams or Twitters, or you could leave us a voice memo on the Anchor app. Different options, a lot of ways to reach us. We are always open to participants, so definitely reach out to us and we can move on.
All right, Trend Watch. It's going to be short. As I was researching, like, 6 degrees of separation and dating, this dating site came up, and it is called 6degreesintroductions.com. And it is based out of Canada. But what, basically,
it's for you to meet somebody you relate?
Ma'am, out of 6 degrees of separation, how did you get related to? Why did you automatically go to related?
In my head, I assumed that one of the people that passed that box was a cousin.
Ma'am, let me just, you know, let me just do my segment. Because you, just because your cousin came knocking on your door, you think everybody close to date their cousin? No, this is a site specifically for people to... Like, it's a matchmaking type of thing. And this person who runs the site actually does the matchmaking. Like, it's not just like, oh, you get on here and you swipe right or left. Like, you are getting on here for him to find you somebody to date. But they're all in the same circle. And so the homepage says everyone... well, it talks about how chemistry is a funny thing and blah, 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 blah. And then it says Everyone involved in 6 degrees is connected in some way. That's how I keep the caliber and results so high. So even if you've never bumped into your matches before, they aren't really strangers. They're charming, cultivated people your peers would vouch for. So go ahead, show them off, even to your finicky family. So basically, you can't get into this organization or this pool of dating unless you know somebody who's already in it.
So it's like Facebook when it first started.
Yeah, basically. Except that, you know, once you're in it, you're not driving the thing. Like, this person is doing the driving for you.
The person who invited you?
No, the person who's over the site. They are doing the matchmaking. You're not doing the matchmaking on your own. Like, you're not just on here looking at all these people that you might possibly be connected to. It's like they're doing it for you. So here's the rules of the site. It says, no strangers allowed. Everyone involved in 6 degrees comes by referral. So you'll only meet people who are up to snuff, both socially and professionally. That means everyone you meet will be successful, independent, and tell the best jokes. I'm assuming that all of these people are not.
I was going to say, so is this like a show for comedians? I'm a site for comedians, because how
do you jokes? Ma'am, like, do you have to audition for this?
Right, like, is this a clown car?
And so, two, it says no conflict of interest. The majority of your fee is charged when your search ends in success. That way, we'll both be thrilled when my services are no longer necessary. And they send you champagne if you get engaged. So, you don't pay anything until you've been successfully matched with somebody.
So why can't you just
You pay something, but you don't pay your full price until you're
about to say, if that's the case, how are they not having people like, oh, I didn't find a match, canceling my subscription, like...
Yeah. So you stay in until you're matched, but once you're matched, you gotta pay.
Got it.
No overbooking. I accept a very limited number of active clients, so I can put all my energy into each case. You're a person, she not, is a folder. Not of color. This is a man.
Oh, he is not of color.
Yeah, well, it says you're a person, not a folder stuffed into the back of a filing cabinet. No talking. Your privacy and 100% confidentiality will never be compromised, ever. Not on Facebook, not in whispered conversation, not ever. My integrity is my livelihood, and my friends know better than to ask. So during the matching process, he ain't nowhere running his mouth, basically.
Okay.
No regrets. If I don't find you a life partner, the out-of-pocket cost is modest. So, yes, you do have to pay if you don't get a partner. You just don't pay the full cost. That way you can relax. I'm
going to start saying that to men just in case I get my time wasted in the
future. Okay. I need a deposit.
Listen.
Upon
The fee is going to be modest if you're not the love of my life, but there will be a fee. Okay. Word to Mariah Carey.
Upon your arrival in my DMs and or text messages, there will be a Cash App request sent
for a deposit, and I'm going to hold on to that deposit, and you'll receive a portion of it back if you're not my husband.
You might receive a portion.
And then collaborators are very welcome. Share the rush and the glory of helping people find happiness. If you have an incredible single friend or a terrific ex who wasn't quite right for you, pass them on. If your referral turns into a match, I'll thank you with an honorarium or a get paid a commission.
I'm not going to do nobody like that.
Let me go recommend my friends. Okay. I don't
recommend none of my exes.
Wait, I think I have an ex that I would recommend. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, they weren't my ex, though. They were just somebody that we kind of tried to talk and we were friends not the ones I was stupid enough to fall for. Y'all don't want them problems.
Yeah, I have an ex that I would put somebody onto. I think he would be upset if I did that, though, because I think he still thanks for getting married. But
you mean.
What?
If you did that, that would be mean.
Oh, I'm like, what I do? But
you're like, bro, you just pushing me off on people and you know I'm trying to be with you.
But he's such a good guy and he's really handsome. Like, very, very handsome. I would not.
So why you don't want him?
Because he's not for me.
He ain't got an answer.
But he's a great friend, like super supportive, very handsome, you know, ambitious. He's just not the person for me.
Okay.
But friend, hit me up if y'all want to, hit me up if that sounds like somebody for you. Don't kill me if you're listening to this show right now. What else is on this site?
He would know it was him? That's.
I don't think he would know. Hope he don't know. So I hope not. Okay, wait. This says, I'm still going through this site to read some of the stuff that's on it. So now it's talking about the people involved. It says, your lifelong partner is closer than you think. I know you'd rather be home with a glass of scotch than helplessly trapped at a restaurant. This is for men. This part is for men. Trapped at a restaurant table on another mediocre date. 6 degrees parachutes in to make your hunt effortless and exciting. Women are introduced to me only by referral, and each is rigorously screened and met in person. They're beautiful outside and in. They're smart and independent. They're caring, and they have the best laugh. You've got time to date, just not the time to date the wrong people. My male clients pay a retainer fee for up to 10 introductions. A more meaningful fee is paid upon success. Basically,
that's pretty cool that a man made an app for men to stop having it. Because, you know, so many men.
No. I haven't gotten to the woman part yet.
Okay, never mind.
My promise is simple for women. You'll only be introduced to men I personally trust. Men who can make a mean omelet, fix a broken drawer, or at least know the best repair guy and carry themselves with maturity. They're a smart girl. You don't know that many men.
I'm like, okay, now.
They're smart and successful. They don't freeze like a deer in headlights if a child enters the room. What? They have time. A child. Apparently, men are scared of children. I never knew. Honey, I never would have guessed.
Okay.
So, yes. This children not entering the color. Rooms, they have kind eyes. I'm so confused. They have kind eyes and charming smiles, and they come to me because they don't have energy to waste on fruitless dates when they're ready for a serious lifelong partner. My female clients pay a modest one-time membership fee. A more meaningful fee is paid. So they make the men pay for 10 introductions.
You ain't gonna pay for that date, but you about to pay me.
The men pay for 10 introductions and the women just pay a membership fee.
A modest fee.
That's cute. But this is obviously a very heteronormative site. Because how do you know I'm looking for somebody who can fix a drawer?
Yes.
Or
what was the thing about the kids again? So you can't have no babies?
Like, they're going to freeze when the child enters the room.
So this is guaranteeing that they're not going to freeze.
Yes, because they've been vetted. I'm sure that a child was put in front of them.
They shook a baby in front of them. And then they made the girl. You know what? I would not be able to make it on this show because I have a ugly laugh. So
it's not a show.
I'm in sight. You know what I mean? Shoot. Listen. Because I rediscovered my ugly laugh when I was getting caught up on Insecure this week. And wow, it is something else.
I wouldn't be able to be on this because I just have a feeling that these are like traditional, like macho men that mm-hmm. they're introducing you to. And I would be on this date looking like, this is what y'all.
This is what y'all told me I was going to avoid.
No, thank you.
And what if they're not funny? Can I get a refund? Because okay. he keep talking about this, like, good jokes and cute laughs. And
ooh, let's read some testimonials.
Okay, yes.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, there's a lot of these for men.
Can you read one that's not ooh, like, that's a bad one?
I know the men are about to make me roll my eyes at these
oh, God.
Testimonials. Oh, wait, the precursor to the testimonial says, my job is only finished when my clients and I can raise a glass to their relationship success. To me, that's 12 months of dating, moving in together, or getting engaged.
What?
All great things. I obviously can't share the details of all the happily matched couples, but here's what some had to say about working with Six Degrees. I had a great time at your event and was really impressed with the quality of people invited. A total air of class and decorum, such that there was no sense of desperation, but rather just a fun conversation. Someone I trust assured me of Julie's integrity, discretion, and talent for matchmaking. Oh, wait, so this is a woman.
You said it was a man. See, it was written like a woman.
You was right. But the first thing, I feel like the first page I read had something about it being a man. Maybe I was tripping. I don't know. And I learned firsthand the accuracy of her judgment. Less than 2 weeks passed from the time Julie to my introduction to an absolute catch. The woman whom I am now very proud to now call my wife. Cute.
Yes. Well, that makes sense why women only got to pay one deposit. Keep it in the family, girl. Okay. Thank you.
She was charge like, obviously, them. This will be a lot more difficult for women than it will be for men. After trying the online thing for some time and to no avail, a friend introduced me to Julie. It was clear that Six Degrees took the time to understand what I was looking for, and within days, Julie was sending me profiles of top caliber candidates. All of the women that I met were engaging, intelligent, and attractive. I can happily say that I'm now dating and have Julie to thank. Let me find one from a woman.
I wonder, is Julie the lady from Millionaire Matchmaker? What's her name?
I doubt that that's who this is, because her site would be much better than this. And this is Canadian. No, it's not bootleg. It's just very basic.
Oh, okay.
Meeting someone online, this is from a woman, never appealed. What? Meeting someone online never appealed to me, nor felt natural. I really wanted to meet someone through friends. When I met Julie, I felt like I met a friend. Her approach, her questions, and her whole demeanor put me at ease, and I felt like she really understood me, and I knew what I was looking for. All of the men I have met have been intelligent, interesting people who I have enjoyed getting to know. Julie really takes the time needed, not only getting to know you, but in determining what matches she feels could make the most sense. In life, there's no silver bullet in meeting your partner, but Julie comes pretty close. I haven't hesitated recommending Six Degrees to my... You know what? I'm about to be a matchmaker. I can do this. I truly believe that I can.
I support you 100%.
Thank you so much. So, my website is coming soon. But anyway, 100%. That's Six Degrees.
Like Kai be saying 100%, or was she saying 1,000 in Puerto Rico?
It's 100%.
100%.
100%.
100%. I can't wait to go back to Puerto Rico. That was a
great. It was fun.
Rincon.
But yeah, that's a trendy way to meet people is through this site that you can only get on it via referral. Like you can, so there's can no you strangers get on, there
if
on
you're
the site.
In the U.S. or is it like?
I guess if you have been recommended by somebody in Canada.
I want to go to Canada. I met some pretty cool people from there when I was in Mexico. It's pretty cool.
What's
that? That's dope. I wonder, is there an American site like that? I'm pretty sure there is. There has to be something competing with like Match.com and stuff, because I don't think theirs is like that. I think you just sign up. But American people are so
none
greedy.
Of these other sites.
We just like sign up. We need your fee. Sign up. Everybody can sign up.
There's probably someone out here making matches like within their friend group who hasn't turned it into a huge business or something yet.
We should see. Okay. I'm going to look that up later and see if that's the thing.
I'm about to just start matchmaking, period.
Okay. Period.
Period. Okay.
I was looking at shit from Instagram.
You already know. Well, that wrapped up the Trend Watch segment. Yeah, people are dating inside their circles via referral, and that's pretty cool.
I've always been nervous about, like I feel like when I've dated in circles, it's been by accident. I've always been like, I just feel like people are immediately in my business if they recommend somebody for me to date. Mm-hmm.
So I was literally going to talk about that for my lesson learned.
Oh, okay.
So let's move on to lesson learned.
All right.
My lesson learned is, friends, when you are hooking someone up with a friend of yours, stay out of their business. Like, just because y'all hooked them up does not mean that you need to know every detail of what they have going on.
Yes.
Stop asking them hella questions after every date. Like, come on, y'all. Don't do that to people. And then, like, even the people involved in the dating, like, don't, just because they hooked y'all up does not mean you need to involve them in every aspect of what's going on with y'all. Like, it just have some kind of privacy. Keep something to yourselves. It's just, it's overwhelming to, especially if you don't know that, if you like them or not yet. Like, y'all just been on a couple dates or whatever, you're not really sure how you feel about them, but you got people asking, oh, I heard y'all went to the movies, how did that go? Like, it's not exciting because I don't know. Like, it was cute, but it wasn't all what y'all trying to make it. We're not getting married tomorrow. So it's just too much. It's a lot of pressure on people to have to explain and recount every piece of the dating process just because y'all know them and y'all put them together or you suggested that they date or whatever. It's just, don't do that. I think you're taking away something that they need to build on. And that's it.
That's it. Okay. So for me, mine, actually, I feel like the lesson came from like a small circle situation, but it was something that was brought up, and that was like, for real, just letting your past be the past. I think, like you were saying earlier, we hold on to stuff, like, hoping that one day that this might happen again, so we don't do certain things. And it may not be this specific topic as you dating somebody that your ex knows or something like that. But it could just be, you know, like, I don't want to get to know anybody because what if me and this person happen again? I think sometimes we gotta, like, set boundaries for ourselves, for real. Like, how much am I going to give to somebody else? Because I've caught myself, you know, worried about disappointing somebody that I was no longer in a relationship with, that I may not have even talked to, like, at all anymore, but I didn't want to do certain things because I didn't know how they were going to feel about it. And I feel like you got to get to a place where you're comfortable with the decision you're making, and you can't try to control what other people are going to think about you after you've made that decision.
Right.
Need to be able to stand firm in what's going to make you happy. And it's different if it's not going to make you happy. But if it's making you happy, you can't try to make everybody else happy too, because you're never going to be that great. So that is my lesson.
Yes. Okay, great. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Save the Date podcast. Be sure to leave comments and let us know what you thought about it. This is a bi-weekly podcast, so you can catch us here again, not next week, but next week. To have your story or questions included on the show, email us at SaveTheDateSOS@gmail.com, or you can write us on our Instagram, Save the Date Podcast, or you can leave us a voicemail on the Anchor app. And you can also follow us at our personal Twitter handles for constant commentary, where you can also DM us, I guess, if you want to. Our Twitter handles are
Twiddle.
All right, Imani or whatever.
Oh God, I'm about to give y'all my old one every single time. Okay, Candace.
All right, guys. Thanks again.
Candace. Gosh, so annoying.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye.